I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, going in, I wanted to make sure we stayed true to the process, and I've been consistent with that to make sure I knew the work that the guys had put in leading into the game. And so because the performance didn't go as we want, doesn't mean you change your processes to go. And so we did do a good job taking care of the ball. The things that I wasn't as pleased with, our starting field position, you know, the third down emphasis, where quite honestly, that's where a lot of the time of possession goes. So if I had to look back at it, Candy, and say the things that I learned, say, man, we've got to perform better on third downs on both sides of the ball. And that really affects, you know, the field position, because I think our special teams, the cover group and the guys have the ability to return, can really affect the game. And so that's why when you miss some of those opportunities, it can really change field position. And
that's Dan Quinn after a week one loss to the Bucs. He's getting his boys ready in Ashburn right now on the practice field for the Giants. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Warren Sharp's going to join us at 3. He dug into the numbers. He's got some thoughts and analysis on Jaden Daniels' debut. One thing we would change, we'll get to your thoughts on the phones at 800-636-1067 for Washington as it gets ready for week two. Danny, let's start on offense.
Austin Ekeler immediately. Not waiting till third down, not waiting till third and long, not when Brian Robinson gets tired, not when we've had enough. Early and often to Austin Ekeler. That includes first downs. It's allowed to not have your third down back on the field only for third downs. He's too good with the ball in his hands to not utilize more.
I'm getting the quick passing game going. Ball out of Jaden Daniels' hands. They tried to do that unsuccessfully. But I'm also going to ramp up the rhetoric with him in meetings to make it very clear. We love the legs. You're here partially because of the legs. That's why you won the Heisman Trophy. Because you're a dual threat, it's why you were one of the great college players in history over the last couple of years. It's why we took you number two. But you're going to make your money in this league, and you're going to thrive, and I'm going to thrive as a coach because of you throwing the football with that right arm of yours that's outstanding. And I'm going to make sure that that is the majority, not the minority, of his priority list this weekend. On defense.
On defense, I'm blitzing more. Here's my thing. You're getting beat anyhow. You may as well try to make a play. I don't think they can cover people. I don't think they have a secondary that's worth a damn. I don't think they can communicate or all the things they say that they just need to work on. And they've said that for the last 10 years, regardless of the personnel. I don't think they can cover people. So let's just bet big. Let's go all in pre-flop. Blitz more. Try to get home. See if you can make a play.
I guess I would just say Emmanuel Forbes is going to watch a little more often than he did with me. And we're going to try to coach him up in a lesser role for now. It's just a low-hanging fruit, easy target. And it's probably not even fair.
So is he, am I right? Come on.
There's
come on.
All kinds of different changes they could make. But Noah Igbinoghene's looked very good in the slot. Maybe you give him a look-see on the outside. Check on Michael Davis's health. See where we're at. But in that secondary, I think they got to find another way forward here from a personnel standpoint. The good news is Malik Nabers is the only wide receiver who scares you for the Giants, and they had no ability to really throw the ball or protect Daniel Jones or do anything of any value this past week. So it's a much softer landing spot and a way more fortuitous matchup for a secondary. They got burned. Mayfield looked like Manning, but the big story I thought was you were going up against Evans, Hall of Famer. Godwin, who's going to be a several-time Pro Bowler before it's all said and done. You know, a rookie wide receiver in Jalen McMillan, who's going to have a pretty nice year, it looks like, in that offense. This is the opposite of whatever that was when you're dealing with the Giants personnel outside of Nabers, who I think could have a big, big game in his second ever game.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.